On FM, online, and on the station app, this is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg and Polokwane today up to 24, Pretoria high of 26 degrees.
In Pretoria on the N1 southbound, a collision before the N4 Emalahleni exit. It is causing slow-moving traffic.
In your sport, coaches Pat Lam and John Dobson have named a Barbarian side laden with South Africans for Saturday's clash against the All Blacks 15, and the Proteas thrash England by 125 runs to advance to the ODI Women's Cricket World Cup final.
We start with news just confirmed. The N3 has been completely closed. That's near Swinburne in the Van Rienen area after a deadly crash. 8 people died when a truck and a taxi collided. More information as it becomes available. In the south of Johannesburg, a suspected murderer was arrested, traced to a high school in Diepkloof. He was sought in connection with the shooting in Westbury last week, in which 2 teenagers were killed.
Rafkan Police Services anti-gang unit apprehended a 20-year-old suspect. The arrest followed crucial information from crime intelligence unit, leading the AGU members to a high school in Diepkloof.
Police spokesperson Brenda Mrudile says in the meantime, investigations continue to track down more suspects. 2 of the 5 people who were injured during that shooting have since been discharged from hospital. The city of Johannesburg says they're ready for the summer rainy season. Gauteng is for the second day facing a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms, with more rain forecast for the next couple of days. The Johannesburg Roads Agency launched its flood management plan yesterday to reduce storm damage and protect the city's roads and its residents. Johannesburg's member of the Mayoral Committee for Transport, Kenny Kaneni, reiterated the call for people to be cautious in flood-prone areas that include Ivory Park, Soweto and the Johannesburg CBD.
Having a life-saving flood management plan in place will go a long way in ensuring the safety of road users and that of community members.
Heading overseas, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the government is hoping to clinch a trade deal with America soon. Ramaphosa addressed the media yesterday on the first day of his 2-day state visit to Switzerland.
We are now involved in text-based negotiations with them, and we're hoping that we will be able to achieve success in our negotiations. But more importantly, we as South Africa have been looking at spreading our trade wings more effectively to other markets.
Early yesterday, Ramaphosa addressed Switzerland's parliament, where he said the two nations must deepen economic ties, transforming investment into changed lives and strengthened communities. In South Korea, the high-level crunch talks between US President Donald Trump and China's Xi Jinping wrapped up this morning, with the two leaders having focused on their trade war. Xi opened the talks through an interpreter.
China and the United States should be partners and friends. This is what history has taught us and what reality demands.
Minutes before they met, Trump said he's ordered the Pentagon to start nuclear weapons testing on a level with China and Russia. And in Florida, a thrill seeker got much more than what she expected or paid for on a high-speed roller coaster. The woman says while on the ride and up in the air, she was knocked unconscious when a duck smashed into her face. The woman is now suing SeaWorld, saying they put up their rides in a danger zone so close to the sea and for strikes by ducks, gulls, geese and other waterfowl.
Duck! What is it called? The place called?
SeaWorld.
Oh, just SeaWorld.
It was at SeaWorld where she was on her ride and then she was up in the air and
it's because we can picture it.
that's
why I say. You know,
you said
bad.
Duck.
You're terrible, Muriel. We've got lots of special guests on the show this morning.
I love it.
Still coming up on your Thursday. Miss South Africa, she's going to join us in a couple of minutes' time. Kawekazi Mazaleni. We invited some fans in also for Liquid Deep.
Yes, he did.
So that is happening. And I must say, I'm feeling pretty fresh because I had a late night last night, people. Je weet, moest je vroeg opstaan. Dan is het you know,
enigiets nasiere geraak het.
And there was a topic of conversation at the table last night. I was in Johannesburg at Wits for this year's Brave Journalism and Media Awards. So thank you very much for even just having me there and handing out an award, just to sit in that room with our peers and colleagues in television and in radio.
Yes.
Is just always, it's our one.